name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at julieland.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man who only likes girl-girl performers, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello!
How you doing today, Dick?
I'm actually great.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
So,
happier than ever.
Any girls you shot lately? Anybody exciting?
No, not at all. No? I haven't shot for, can't even remember the last shoot I did.
Really? So you only like girl-girl performers, right?
Yeah. That's not true. I like all girls.
Yeah.
I like easy girls. I like girls who say yes. I like girls who don't talk very well.
I like all of those girls as well.
Naked and quiet. Ideal girl would be like mute. She doesn't speak.
Helen Keller is your favorite girl.
Hottest girl I've ever seen.
So what do you think about female directors in porn?
Let's not go there.
Do they just give that directing title to anyone?
Pretty much.
Well, today,
just because you can say action and cut doesn't make you a director.
Oh, today in studio we have, I believe she's been doing this for a little while, but girl-girl performer and director, Miss Sasha Hart.
Hi, I really resent that.
I really resemble that remark.
Exactly.
No, I'm just giving you shit. So, you've been in the industry for a number of years.
Yes, I have 8 years.
8 years.
Wow.
Yes. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
And you started when you were 12?
No, I started when I was 18 years old. If they would have let me start when I was 12, I probably would have.
Very cool.
Wow, and there we go. How long ago did you start directing?
I started last year.
Yeah.
And it was actually a pretty cool opportunity, actually. I walked in for a regular go-see, and because I've been doing girl-girl so long, it was kind of just offered to me, actually. Kind of just fell into my lap, and I owe Dion a great thank you for that, and Andre Madness for helping me with my video and my audio and stills. And I actually owe Mo a thank you as well, because he's helped out on my set.
Oh my God.
How much did you pay her to say that?
Not much. I work in porn. No, wait. And who is Dion?
Dion over at Philly Films gave me my start in directing, and he's allowed me to kind of flourish and do my own ideas, which Fetish is probably one of my favorites, along with Lesbian Bush Worship.
Now, are those titles in the movies?
Yes.
Now, in a movie, it's actually just called Fetish.
It's Sasha Hart's Fetish.
Oh. So what is your fetish then?
Well, my original fetish is not legal to put out in porn.
Well, and there we have that. Wow. Don't we have far too many of these girls on our show here that that say those kind of things? You know, Asa's into the
girls
possibly non-consensual bestiality.
Girls are fucked up.
Really?
And
really?
There she goes.
Yeah. There's someone else that is into this other than me.
Oh, you have
trust
no
me. There's
idea.
Plenty. I can give you some names. I'll give you a list and phone numbers later.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I really have a thing for small dogs and cats, and I really like their limbs, like small.
So do you ever like get naked and rub some Alpo on your pussy and let a dog lick it off?
No.
Try it.
It's not Alpo.
Or a cat food. Put cat food and get a cat.
The little rough tongue.
I'd be afraid I'd get a yeast infection because I'm kind of like a biodome down there.
It'd be worth it though.
But I really like the small limbs. Like I want to suck on the dog limbs and stuff.
Okay. So this did not fall. These fetishes did not go into. So
how many movies have you done?
Calm down there, Dick. I'm going back to fetish.
Okay, seven sorry. Or eight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go back to fetish though. What are your fetishes in this movie? And these are yours.
Yeah, I came up with a couple ideas that I thought guys would like and kind of fit the girls. And I'm not going to lie, there's one that was kind of fucked up that I didn't even put in the email to the agents because I thought that the girls would kind of take a little out there as kind of...
Now pause for a second. I'm going with farting.
No, Dick? I should have
put Dick,
that in there.
Wait, Dick, what is yours? Dick, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Eating Alpo. And what was this fetish?
I booked larger girls, just a little heavier, and I had them eat 20 muffins and I left out that they were the larger of the girls on set, and I had them eat 20 muffins.
You don't fuck with the larger girls because they fuck with you.
That's why I left.
Do you want to name names?
No, I do not.
Because we can look up the DVD, phillyfilms.com.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You can. And those two women did an amazing job.
So you said,
job.
First of all, it's Sasha Hart's fetishes.
Yes.
But that's not your fetish.
You know,
it's false advertising.
Or is that like you present?
Yes, I present.
Okay. I had to dig her out of that one.
What are your fetishes?
Yeah. My fetishes are animals. That's not legal to put out there.
No, that's not.
Yeah. Choking is another one of mine.
You like to be choked or choke somebody else?
I like to be choked.
Okay. Like to unconsciousness?
Yes.
While having sex?
Yes.
We need to introduce her to Ash Hollywood.
Jesus. I'm just picturing two chicks just choking each other out and they both end up passed out.
And I love anal play, which is actually in the movie. We have Carmen Calloway.
Anal play, is that like where you, the other person's asshole or your asshole?
Both.
Okay. And then you're like just playing, like maybe...
Oh, no, we take
coloring
toys.
Coloring books, Parcheesi. Legos,
no,
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
We your take toys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I actually take a very large glass butt plug in my ass, and then we have Ella Darling take a smaller butt plug in hers. And then
you ever been fisted?
I can fist my butt, yes.
Wait, I'm going back
I
to...
I want to marry you.
You want a game. You want lawn darts. I'm just saying. I'm just
bocce
saying.
Ball.
I could push that movie every fucking day of the week and people would buy it. What goes on in this? Lawn darts.
Yes, exactly.
Anal lawn darts. What? Yeah, exactly. Come on in. $29.99.
Well, yeah. You have to remember that there's certain things that I can't put in my movies with Philly. And I did cross some of the lines in the three-way. I found out later on after filming it that I could not have bondage, which I did put in the movie. We had strapped duct tape around Carmen Calloway's face, drawn on her. We had degraded her. I found out later on that was not allowed.
Now, that's the reason for this is because of DVD distribution, because Philly Films is a DVD.
I understand that.
So... I was explaining it to our guests.
Oh, okay.
All three of them that are listening to this right now. Okay. So you couldn't do that. And the fisting, I'm assuming, was a little, hey, let's not do that. Keep the thumb out.
My butt plug was very large.
That's okay.
Well, we didn't plan on filming that. We degraded her with a permanent marker all over her face. And I just didn't share that I was filming that. So that one scene
But you're like, you're the director.
Yeah, so...
I am. So I was like, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I've been on set with other female directors. I've been on set with Stormy Daniels. Yeah, no, and Stormy will be in the scenes.
Yes.
And so she'll actually stand to the side and go, okay, and we're rolling, and action. And then we'll perform in the scene.
Yes.
Now, is that what you do as well?
Yeah.
So you have somebody running your camera, filming.
I have Andre running the camera, filming, and he'll just say, you know, we're rolling, and I'll say, ready, action, and then we'll start.
I think that's what Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese does.
That's what I do.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually say, and action, suck my dick.
Exactly.
Right?
So then do you give instruction to your cameramen, to your people beforehand?
See,
this is what I'm looking for?
Yes.
So you camera speed, action, and then you just jump in. See, mine's different. Mine is action.
Yeah, exactly. That was like most of Hollywood in the 80s.
I write it.
Julie Land.
Yeah.
I write it. I book it. I pick the girls.
Right.
You know, if there's anything going down that obviously isn't kosher, I got to deal with that before.
Okay, so let's talk girls. Who's the hottest girls to work with?
Who should I be shooting here? Oh, God. I'm going to go with Aubrey Starr. If you haven't shot her, I think you should.
Don't even know who she is, but I'll look her up.
You need to look her up.
Okay. Is she nice, cute, sexy?
God.
Let me guess. She's covered in tattoos.
No.
Okay. Ooh, good.
Not a tattoo on that girl's body.
I love her.
And she is, when I worked with her, she was super sweet, like as sweet as candy. But I'm going to go with she's probably kind of got an edge now that she's been in work.
Yeah.
And you know, has got her feelers out now.
Now she has a porn star boyfriend. He's taking all her money.
God, I hope not. I really
We
hope
don't know
not.
This. This is all just made up thing based off of our experiences in pornography. Exactly.
Yeah, I hope not, because that'd be really messed up. This girl, I was booked on a softcore shoot with her, and I went hardcore with her. So let me tell you that this girl, like... Yeah, she was wrapped in a present for me because I wanted her, and wow. Kiss Me Girl had wrapped her up.
Now I know what I want for Christmas. For me.
I want a couple umbrellas and a new head for my power pack.
I'll work on it.
There we go. Thank you, Daddy.
I'll steal a couple from Edge.
Now, have you ever had a girl where, because now you're in front of the camera, but now you're more behind the camera.
Yeah.
So have you had a girl that you wanted to hire because you thought she was hot and you wanted to work with her, but on the directing side or the producing side, found out that she was really difficult to deal with?
Yeah, I actually just recently had that happen for the Bush movie. I went to book a girl... And I had her booked 100%, locked in, like solely on just seeing her picture. I was like, fuck, that girl's hot. I want to fuck her. And then it came back that she started fluctuating her rates. And I'm like, dude, you're not that fucking hot. Like, who the fuck are you? And then it's like, okay. So I'm going back and forth with her agent. And then I just was like, look, I'm replacing this girl. Like, I heard down the totem pole that she was completely temperamental, like, having a chihuahua on set. I was like, I'm not dealing with her. Like, I can't
Isn't
deal.
That like a quarter of the female?
I just was thinking it's every girl I know.
Industry? Yeah.
Well, I can't have someone, like, I booked her to have her in the three-way, and I had heard down the totem pole of people that had booked this girl that she was not cool working with other females. And having her on set, like, just to get her one was huge, to get her to be okay to work with me.
Then don't, that's not worth it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just not worth it. You don't have the time or nor the money to waste.
And as a performer, you don't want to work with somebody like that.
She wanted $900 because I put her in a three-way. I was like, who are you? I've never even heard of her.
I know, but you can go to Craigslist and get somebody for $100.
Exactly. I was like, I've never heard of you.
I'm down.
And put on a wig.
Okay, no, actually, now that comes into the question about rates. Because, I mean, there's different levels of girls that make different sorts of rates.
Exactly.
And it's agents, it's their value, it's what they choose to do. Some girls put their rates higher because they don't want to do a certain act, but if somebody's willing to pay for it. Now, as a performer, you want to get the highest rate you can.
Exactly.
But as a director, you're typically, you're going to want to be fair, but you want to get the lower rate that you can because you have a budget.
Right.
How do you balance those two things out where you want to be fair to the girl that you know... but at the same time, want to be able to get the best bang for your buck.
Well, my comment when it came to that girl, just that girl as her, she started out as one rate, as a girl. And then all of a sudden, I put her in as a three-way, and all of a sudden, she's $900. So I was
Well, typically, as a producer, I mean, typically, it does go up when you add extra girls.
$900.
From what, though?
From what?
From a girl.
Which was her rate before,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, okay.
So an extra $400 for another girl.
Okay, so that's, that's... No, but let's take that girl aside and go through and say it's a friend.
And she was brand new, too.
But my question is, what's your girl rate?
Mine's 8.
Okay, now what if you have
And then we said, all right, now I'm going to toss in another girl. How much?
It totally varies on the company, and I normally don't. My agent deals with that.
Okay.
And I normally don't.
So if I said to you, okay, I want you to do a girl for me in my company, and you said $800, and all of a sudden, and then I said, okay, I'm going to toss in a couple chihuahuas, then we get you,
suddenly goes to
you for free.
You're starting my fantasy.
Then we get...
Oh.
It turns out to be all free.
All free. Do I get to keep one?
Exactly.
Yay.
No, but I'm going back to is that... Because this is something that the girls, as a female...
Yeah.
Well, as a female director, what you have to deal with is a lot of times you've worked with these girls, you're friends with these girls. And so when you have a girl and you go, okay, I know your rate is 8. I have 500. Either as a friend, they may hook you up, or at the same time, they could look at you and go... Really?
Exactly.
You know I'm worth more than that,
so how do
you handle it?
Their rate is their rate, so I don't dispute that. Now, I have had girls that have called, like, I won't name their names, but I did have girls on that Bush movie, in fact, that I did pay more than $5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck with a budget that I have to work with, you know, so they call me, hey, I can only do it for $6. That's an average girl rate. I'm not going to dispute that, especially if they have a name and they're my friends. I'm not going to dispute that. So I say, okay, I'll give you six. And I rearrange the budget.
Now, where do you pull? Now, and this is something that, because a lot of talent have to, you know, they say, oh, they're dropping our rates. But we have a certain amount of money that we have that we can, you know, work around. So where do you pull that hundred? Where do you pull that $100 from? Because you don't have a male talent that you can drop.
Exactly.
No catering. No pizza.
You'd be surprised. Where do we pull it from? Well, luckily, my team happens to be, we're all friends and one big pool. So
you're screwing the crew.
Exactly. Everybody gets a blowjob.
She's nodding.
Blowing everybody.
Guess where it comes from? Myself
and
the crew. We all come together. And I mean, I think $400 came from me.
Right.
You know, it came from Andre. I mean, all of us.
Andre's super rich. Andre's a millionaire.
Andre is a friend of the show, and I've met him once or twice before. The house that he lives in, if he'd allow people to film in it, I mean, he could be on one wing of the house and never hear the 100-person gangbang on the other side of the house. I mean, it's immense.
He's loaded.
The Bentley he pulls up to, it's impressive. Exactly. It has the umbrella holder and everything. It's insane. but you're now dealing with a lot of this. You're almost 10 movies in. Then do you enjoy directing more than performing?
I love both sides, to be honest. I really enjoy being able to give the talent work. I do. I mean, there's certain talent that are my friends that they're calling me, hey, I need work. I've been fortunate to give my girlfriend, who's a makeup artist, put her in, give her work, you know. So I'm going to say that I enjoy both ends. I still love being in front of the camera. I mean, I really do. I was basically pissing myself when I saw the nomination. So I'm not going to lie, that really made my day. But yeah, seeing my DVDs and seeing my name on it and being able to book and being behind the camera, I want to build more, accounts. And
when you get to I have to bring like the nomination things up, but I think it's cool. I know exactly what you're saying about the noms for both of that and stuff like that. Cause it's like Bobby, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Bobby, my Bobby Starr won Performer of the Year. She won Website of the Year, and she won for her first movie she directed. She won a directing credit. It was like the best day of her life, and she said she was most proud of actually the directing one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's
performing's one thing, and it's great and it's fun, but like, it's not getting an award for directing, you know.
No, if it was the case, and we're using, because you shoot mostly for Philly Films.
Yeah.
If Philly Films said, "Listen, we want you to sit this one out as a performer and just direct it," are you still as interested in doing that movie? Okay, so
you could
see a time where you're fine just directing movies without being in them.
Completely.
And I think that's always a good, you know, solid way for people to be able to do. Because I know Stormy has directed movies that she's not
in. I think it's what you got to do eventually. To stay around, you've got to start working just as a director.
I've been really fortunate that Andre's allowed me, you know, to write for him as well. I mean, I've written now for Adam and Eve. I wrote Fast and Furious. I helped with him for that. So now my writing skills have just blossomed and I have, you know, those.
See
movies.
Girls fuck. Go, girls, go.
Fade to black. Yeah, fade to black.
Dialogue.
Hey,
let's
at
fuck.
Least I have movies.
Girl one, let's fuck. Girl two, okay, action. That's a good script.
I think it's a solid script.
The whole script is like a one page.
Now, do you watch other female directors' work? Because I know there's Jackie St. James. You know, there's Stormy.
Dana?
Danny Vespoli and Bobby. I mean, Bobby was shooting some very hardcore stuff. Francesca Lay. So do you watch any of the other?
I kind of watch Stormy just because that's who Andre's working with mostly. So I get to kind of look off of what she sends as scripts and watch how she's kind of building things up. And when she sends, you know, her booking things and everything, I get to kind of look at her as an example.
So you're saying you're looking to take Stormy's job?
No.
Stormy, go after her. Exactly. I got your back on this one.
Yeah. I'm on her set.
No, we love Stormy. I've worked with Stormy a number of times.
I met her once.
She's lovely. I love
about
Stormy.
A second.
She's hot. She's a very strong woman. Like, when you're on set with her, she goes through and she runs the show. And I respect that. Because I could see a lot of performers that went to the director route where they could just get mowed over by their crew or the talent.
Well, that's what happens with any young director. If they'll learn, you either learn fast that you have to take control and not worry about everybody's feelings. And I think you know that as a photographer. And everything you in the beginning, you're like, you want to be nice, you want to make sure everybody's happy. But all of a sudden, it gets to the point that you're realizing you're losing money, people are being stupid, and it's causing more drama. Next thing you know, you got to become a dictator and say, shut the fuck
up. Sometimes you just have to be mean.
Yeah, and if your friends or your crew don't understand, fuck them, go get somebody else, because there's always somebody else out there. So, but I think what happens, and I think women directors, photographers, and all that stuff like that, I think they do have to work a little bit harder than the guy does, because of the, I think a lot of times because I worked on Bobby's sets, most of them, and just had her back, was kind of like her AD and just kind of like photographer, whatever. And I had to watch her, like, really sometimes have to push a little hard, especially with the girls that were her friends.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the friends think, oh, I'm here for fun. It's like, no.
My best friend, when she would do makeup, would like to chatter a lot. And then I'd come in and I would try to be really nice. Would you mind being quiet? Because we could hear her through the whole house. And then finally I was like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
And she was like,
yeah, exactly.
See, this is why I'm not known as a nice person on set, because I'm typically bad cop. Everybody goes through and they look at you and go, you look like you're in a bad mood. And I always do the circle of the face and go, no, this is my happy face. You don't want to see my unhappy face. And that's going to be about 14 hours from now, because you guys are fucking around. Get to work. Yeah. You know, and so that's how I play. And that's why I have a lot of directors that rely on me to kind of go, no, seriously, get to work.
To crack the whip.
Yeah.
But I've always laughed through the years. And I've seen this happen for a long time now. When everybody loves, when they're in that performer world, and then they all come to me and they say, I want to direct, I want to go do this. And I always go like, oh, well, this is going to be interesting, because I know the phases that they'll go. Bobby went through it, and I'm sure you did too. It is that beginning. The first couple productions, you're like, this is all fun and games. Yeah, but then you start learning about money and how much. All of a sudden, I worked my ass off for a month and a half in this movie, and I made nothing.
Yeah, and you don't want to be hated by everyone.
Exactly.
Either.
And there's this whole transformation where you turn into, and then all of a sudden, as a director, you understand when you're on somebody else's set, hey, I'm not going to be a dick and ruin it for them make them waste time, because I know they don't have it and they don't have the budgets to waste time. So it's an interesting process when you, I've seen so many girls make that transition, and watching them, all of a sudden you start thinking like we do.
They make it really rough on you when they're all stuck in a room and they're having fun. Yeah. So you remember being talent when they're in hair and makeup and they're enjoying it. They don't mind if, you know, they're just chit-chatting and you're having to do paperwork. You're having to be on everyone. Hey, can you get your ass upstairs? You know, they're having a good time. And
they think
that's, like,
that's why girls become porn stars to begin with, because they're all lazy and they just want to goof off. It's
exactly.
Like, make money.
Well, on that highlight of a note, do you have any companies that you're looking to work for that are, you know, you work for Philly, and Philly's been around for a couple of years now. Do you have any, you know, that you want to work for?
You mean as far as
directing? Yeah, directing. You're a director.
I want Evil Angel.
Evil Angel.
Yeah.
Ooh, get Stagliano on the phone.
They allow some bizarre shit to be filmed.
That's what Jason's job is. He's the one that shoots all
shit. Yeah, shoots
I
some
really
shit.
Want that.
So
well,
Evil
Bobby's,
Angel.
Bobby's retired. Go take her place.
Yeah, I so, you know, if anybody out there at Evil Angel wants to, you know, hook her up, I got the connection.
I know people.
I got her digits.
I know people.
Okay, so if Evil Angel or any of the other companies are searching you out, where can they find you online?
At Sasha Hart on Twitter.
At Sasha Hart on Twitter. Any other social media?
No, that's probably the best way. Just my Twitter, because my Facebook is overloaded with friends, so, and I don't really check it.
I don't have that many friends.
Oh, I'm overloaded.
Well, there you go. Well,
my
Sasha
Facebook's
Hart,
the best way.
Thank you so much for coming down, talking about your amazing directing career that you've started off.
Thank you.
And you can find me on Twitter. At
Don't
MoXXX,
stick your tongue out at me.
Or Mox, as some people like to call me. I just opened a brand new Facebook page. You can search for
Holy
me under.
Fuck.
I know. And
Oh my God.
Look me up under Mo Reese. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show.
And let's mention the show now is on fucking SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud, iTunes,
motherfuckers.
Yeah, the average Mo has expanded. Thanks for listening.